Blog Talk Radio.
Here to talk all things women mixed martial arts. Broadcasting on the ProMMAnow.com radio now. This is Pro WMMA Now. And here's your host, Gina Begley.
What's up, guys? It is 8 a.m. in Kentucky, and we're doing Blog Talk Radio because Blog Talk is an asshole and won't do it at night. So, fortunately, the ladies that I had scheduled to interview with Jen Pamonti and Amanda Bobby Cooper were nice enough to allow me to record the episode at the regularly scheduled time. So I do have those available. I'm going to play them momentarily. But if you're tuning in, I appreciate you being patient with us. Trying to work out some kinks, possibly look at other options for airing these episodes. But anyways, I have nobody to discuss things with because Emily is, actually she's on her way to work. However, I'm going to go ahead and get our first interview started with Jen Pamonti. Jen Pamonti and Amanda Bobby Cooper are roommates, as you will hear, both training out of the SFS Academy, or no, I'm sorry, Academy, I don't think that's the word for them, SFS Martial Arts in Michigan. Both of these ladies are going to be fighting in September. Jen Pamonti is going to be fighting Amberlynn Orr, and what will be Amberlynn Orr's title for the V335-pound amateur title. Should be a good fight. I think Amberlynn Orr is going to be 10-1, something like that, and Jen Pamonti will tell you about herself momentarily, so you can kind of make up your mind who you feel is going to win this fight, but I think it'll be a good one. V3 typically does do a feed broadcast. If you have the opportunity to watch it, I highly recommend it, as I think it will be a very good one. Then after that, we're going to have Amanda Bobby Cooper on, and she'll be fighting September 12th for Invicta. She was out for some time with an injury to her knee and had already made her debut defeating Brittany Dugas. Signed with Invicta, and then unfortunately an injury has held her out from making her debut with Invicta for almost a year. But she does get to do that on September 12th. So she's going to tell us a little bit about that. And just stay tuned, listen in, and hear what Jen Pamonti has to say about her fight.
Gina Begley with Pro WMMA Now. Tonight we're talking to Jen Pamonti. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, this is our first time speaking with you. Also, later on in the episode, we're going to have one of your teammates on as well. I noticed you guys have been doing a lot of training together. Amanda Bobby Cooper, as she prepares for her fight as well. Being in a camp together as you guys prepare, is this pretty typical for you guys? Because I know you do have a lot of females in your camp.
Yeah. Actually, me and Bobby, what's cool about me and Bobby is we're also roommates. So when we're cutting weight together, we can cook together, we can eat together, we can train together, you know, so we can fit in the sauna together and want to kill each other at the same time. But it's actually pretty awesome because me and Bobby, you know, have so much drive within us, and we're just both such competitors, and we're constantly pushing each other every single day, grinding hard and training, you know. So it's actually amazing, and I wish that I could do this for every camp.
So I'm sure it does make it a little more beneficial because if you're anything like me, when I'm not in fight camp, I want to enjoy food. So going through it together seems to really work out, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm also a chef when I work. Man. So I'm around food all the time, good food. So, but it's also a good thing because I can also, you know, whip up some healthy concoctions too.
That tastes good.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. Well, if you don't mind me prying a little bit, what kind of a chef are you? Like, what kind of a food?
I work at a Latin Brazilian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It's about South American food.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, that's
I'm Italian, though, so I love to cook pasta and ravioli, all those yummy carbs, you know, that I can't have.
I have a chef friend in Missouri who says if you want really good Mexican food, you have to eat Italian anyways. I don't know what he means
that's
by
great.
That, but...
Right.
Silly. So anyways, you're going to be fighting September 5th. When I look you up and I try to find information on you, as it would have it, fighting out of Michigan, it shows you as 1-2, 0-1. It doesn't really have anything accurate to describe your record.
The funny part about Michigan is we're not sanctioned. We don't have like sanctioned promotion procedure as a amateur. So a lot of our promotions are sanctioned, you know. So the fights that I did have were out of state, and then one promotion in Michigan. There is actually a few, you know, because in order to be pro, you have to be sanctioned. But our amateur shows don't require that. So I fought on a sanctioned show in Michigan. I wish that they had more of them, but the other two were out of state.
Oh, okay.
All my other fights were in Michigan on unsanctioned promotions. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm. What is your official record?
I'm 8-2.
Oh, okay. Well, that's badass.
Yeah.
It certainly beats 1-2. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So when we talk about your fight experience, you know, like I said, there isn't a lot of information other than it does list, you know, some of your losses. What has your fight experience been like? Do you consider yourself more striking? Do you have a lot of TKOs? Would you consider yourself more of the grappler? Do you have a lot of wins by submission?
Yeah, I definitely like to stand up. You know, I enjoy it a lot. I love boxing. I love Muay Thai. Wrestling's awesome. I'm super strong on the ground, so, you know, if the fight goes to the ground, you know, I'm confident in, you know, that, and, so wherever the fight goes, you know, we're going to be prepared for it and ready for it.
Right on.
My teammate Bobby, you know, she's a Golden Gloves boxing champion, and then James Gray, my other coach, is, you know, Naga expert, 11-time champion. So he's the jiu-jitsu part, and then I got Bobby as my boxer. So, you know.
Okay. Well, when we talk about your training, you know, you've got Bobby that's a Golden Gloves boxer. You have James Gray that does, you know, the Naga and is also XFC fighter traveling to Brazil. Tell us about your training and kind of what got you into martial arts and your expertise in the area.
Yeah, I grew up, both of my parents are bodybuilders, so I grew up, you know, lifting a ton of weight. I still lift a ton of weight, but, you know, I got such big muscles. But I always begged my parents that I wanted to fight because I thought it was so badass, you know, so they said no for a long time, and finally I drug my mom to one of my friends' MMA fights, and she fell in love with it and was like, man, if I was younger, I would do that shit. So I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to go sign up. And, you know, ever since then, I've been hooked, you know. I've played sports my whole life, so I've been real athletic. I definitely won't be outworked, you know. My athleticism is there. And I just love martial arts. I love everything about it.
So, you know, you said both of your parents were bodybuilders. Why not take that path?
Definitely wasn't enough adrenaline rush for me. You know, getting up on stage and showing off your muscles isn't as fun as beating someone's face in.
But the good thing is after you're done fighting, that is another avenue you could go into.
Yeah, for sure, but nothing's like fighting.
Absolutely not. You're going to be fighting Amberlynn Orr. She's quite popular down in the Southeast. I think she had won, quite possibly 10-1 now. I'm not real sure. But, you know, how did this fight come about that, you know, you're going to be traveling all the way from Michigan to almost the,
Actually, you know, I have 10 fights now, and I've ran out of girls to fight in Michigan. I've already fought them all, and I've had about 8 to 10 girls back out on me in, like, the last year. I haven't fought in over a year. I'm dying to get back in the cage. I want to fight so damn bad, it's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as, you know, as soon as I heard about it, I was like, hell yeah, you know, let's set that up because, you know, I'm down for that fight. And so I talked to James about it, and we got it set up.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome.
So I pretty much just ran out of girls to fight, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, with Amberlynn Orr, you both have, you know, a lot of great experience. What are you expecting from this fight?
You know, I know that she likes to go to the ground. She's likes to do jiu-jitsu and shit, but, you know, I'm prepared wherever it goes.
How do you feel about possibly upsetting the crowd that comes along to watch her fight?
Yeah, you know, I definitely know how it is to fight the hometown girl. So, you know, I mean, it'll be an upset for her and her fans, but, you know, it is what it is.
Do you feel like, because, you know, she, like you said, she is the hometown girl, this is a big fight in this area, but you also have your teammate and your roommate that's fighting for Invicta, posting, you know, a lot of information about you out there. Do you feel like this fight is getting a lot more attention compared to your other fights, and how does that make you feel?
Yeah, it makes me feel, you know, real good. It makes me pumped up more. Makes me just want to work harder for it, you know. I guess just the hype of it is awesome, and I can't wait till September 5th gets here. You have no idea. The anticipation is killing me, but yeah, it's definitely got, it's a lot more popular than some of my other fights, but, you know, we're both high-level amateurs looking to go pro, you know. We've both ran out of girls to fight, mm-hmm. So, you know, definitely worth the hype.
With a win, do you feel like it'll be time to take that step to the next level and enter the pro ranks?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've been with James Gray and Bobby Cooper for about a year now, and, you know, I've evolved so much as a fighter mm-hmm. since I've been with Scorpion Fighting System, and I can't wait to show everyone my skills.
Awesome, awesome. I was up there a couple months ago, and I looked for the schedule, but I didn't see any Sunday training. But next time I'm in Michigan, I'll have to stop by and see you guys.
Hell yeah, that would be awesome. Let me come. I'll be down.
Oh, there you go. That's always good for the soul, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to be about it, unless there's something that you would like to add. I do have to ask one question, because Emily Barty usually is with me. She's usually, you know, has her own questions for the people that we talk to. And typically, the one thing that she wants to know, and especially with you mentioning that you're a chef, she always wants to know what that go-to food is going to be for after flight camp is over. So I'm going to ask that for her.
Definitely lasagna or ravioli.
There you go. Emily will be so happy.
It'll be lots of carbs.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, and I hope you have a great evening.
And I believe that was the end of the interview with Jim Pomonte. So thanks for tuning into that. Now we're going to follow up with an interview we did with Amanda Bobby Cooper. It's going to air now. So thanks for tuning in. And here we go.
And now we're back with Amanda Bobby Cooper on Pro W MMA Now. Welcome her to the show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. It's been a while since we've had you on, but I did see on Facebook that you had a major announcement and that you have picked out your walkout song.
Yes, it's always a struggle. You got to find the right one that speaks to you. So I'll always listen to my favorite Pandora stations, and then finally when I like, it'll come on, I'll be like, that's it. That's the one. I won't change it. It'll be that one from the time I hear it.
Now, I did mention a little bit ago that I had spoke to Jim Pomonte. She said, tells me that you guys are roommates and you're both going through a fight camp together. She spoke pleasantly of the experience. How is it going for you to be going through a fight camp with someone that's so close to you?
It's so much better. It's really awesome. We both haven't fought in a while, so mm-hmm. we both have this, like, you know, this certain mindset or certain like feeling. We both are going through the exact same things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice. We train all the time together. We're like, all right, let's go running today. Let's go here tomorrow. Let's go. Like we do everything together. You know, we're main training partners. So every time we're in the gym, we're training together. You know, if I feel I need some help on something, she needs something, she needs to help. I will go up in the morning and get that fixed. It's also like the dieting is a lot easier, you know, if two people are doing it in the house and, you know, we can help make each other food and stuff like that. And we have to be on each other. If I want chocolate, she tells me I can't, I have to listen to her.
It sounds like it's a kind of a nice way to, when, you know, that mental aspect comes into play that you want to give in and break, it's a nice check and counterbalance to be like, no, this is what we have to do.
Yeah, it's nice because it goes both ways, you know. I mean, we both have to be on each other, and we both need to be there for each other. And then, you know, same goes with the fight. Our fight's only a week away. So, you know, we prepare for her, get her ready when she gets her win. Next week, and I go, I get my win, and then we can celebrate together.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned just a few moments ago that it's been a while since you fought. You know, I follow you on social media and kind of check out a lot of the things that you have going on. It seems as though an injury is what has kind of kept you out a little bit as of late.
Yeah, I had surgery it'll be a year in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually haven't even fought since, it's been a year and a half since I fought on my, you know, with my pro debut.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while, but it's been really good. I can't even believe, like, I haven't thought about everything I would be stressed about. Like, oh, I haven't fought in a while. Oh, my next fight's going to be in Fervicta. Oh, you know, my knee's going to be, everything that you would normally think would be running through my mind. Mm-hmm. Has not ran through my mind at all. Like, I've just been super focused on, like, getting better, training, fighting, and I haven't thought about any other, you know, circumstance that normally I feel like, you know, maybe a few years ago when I was a little bit less mature, I would have been stressed out about it.
Mm-hmm.
But now time around, like, it must have just happened at a perfect timing, and I must be fighting at a perfect time because I'm just feeling really good.
How was it? Because I know that from following you on social media, it doesn't seem like it's been over a year ago, but you were actually signed to Invicta before the injury. So how was it to work with them and kind of let them know what was going on? And, you know, how much anticipation was it to just kind of let's get over this and get in there?
They were really supportive. Julie just said, you know, keep me updated with the recovery. And I was, you know, obviously super happy that they weren't like, all right, well, you know, we're going to find something else or someone else. They stuck with me. I kept her up to date with my progress.
Mm-hmm.
I told her like beginning of the summer that I was feeling pretty good. You know, the fight, we had a female mega camp over at our place. I told her, you know, hopefully by the end of the year, I'd really like to fight because I'm feeling good. And she told me I could actually find another fight locally and you know, kind of shake off the rust. They thought it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually found one and signed up for it. And it was supposed to be August 28th. But about 30 minutes after I posted that I was fighting, she contacted my boyfriend, my manager, my coach, and told him, oh, nope, we have her fighting September 12th. So, which is really good news for me. It wasn't bad news to cancel the other fight. I was pretty excited. They were just... It's really nice that they got me on the card so soon, you know, after I had just messaged her and been like, I want to fight now.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I might be mistaken, but it seems like you might have had a boxing fight, or was that the one that was canceled?
Yeah, a year ago I had a boxing fight and it was canceled.
Uh-huh.
That's when I got hurt, but I had a fight, you know, maybe I think a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took it off the card because they didn't want to pay me the $200 that I was, they said they didn't have a budget for it. It was ridiculous.
Oh my goodness. Now, you did have the all pro female camp. You had the likes of Tanya Evinger, the Invicta champion at 135 come up. How did that help you in preparation for what you have coming up now? And what were the benefits of hosting that?
It was really awesome just to see everyone's, you know, where they're at and to test myself against it. I really got to see, like, that was about the time that I just got, you know, like 100% into training. Like, I didn't feel like my knee was an issue, but I wanted to make sure. I hadn't even started doing wrestling yet because that was my biggest fear. So I knew, like, if my knee gets past this point with all the wrestling, all the jiu-jitsu, all of the striking, like, I'm going to be solid. And so it was really good to do. I did 2 full weeks and didn't have one single issue with any part of you know, any part of my knee. It was really good. I really got to see just, you know, where I'm at. And I know that I'm headed in the right direction. And I also got to see, like, I really feel strongly about my team and my coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Even our, you know, our amateurs that have only had a few fights, we're doing really well against the pros. And I'm just like, man, this is big news for us because these are high-level pros, and I mean, not to take anything away from them, very, very good, but when I'm watching my amateurs that I beat up on, you know, do very well against pros, it was really good to see. I'm like, okay, our team is where it needed to be, and I was really impressed with how the camp went. All the girls were super nice. There was no drama. We all got along so great. We had a lot of fun together. I'll always remember that experience, and we're going to keep doing it every year.
Awesome. Do you feel like it's one of those things that, you know, you build up these other pros, these other professionals as having some kind of leg up, some kind of superpower almost, and it's like, no, you know, we're basically on the right track as well. Does it kind of bring it back down to earth for you?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that, like, the mental state of fighting is just so important,
mm-hmm.
that if I get in my head, if I watch Holly Holm over and over and over again,
mm-hmm.
and I see all the knockouts, all the hype, all the interviews, and you may not even realize it, but you are definitely putting them on a pedestal. You,
mm-hmm.
they are like the star. You see them on TV. They're, you know, like how we feel as, like, we see Hollywood actresses and stuff. We're like, oh, I wouldn't meet them. They're, you
mm-hmm.
know, I'm not a really big fan of watching any women MMA. I watch Invicta,
mm-hmm.
and that's it, because I love the league. I support most of these girls, all of the girls. I'm friends with most of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't do a whole lot of, like, studying. I don't like to watch film.
Mm-hmm.
I let my coaches watch film of my opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch a video, just, okay, there it is, that's her. So I have something to picture in my mind when I visualize,
mm-hmm.
but I'm really not a big fan of watching film on people and putting them on this pedestal,
mm-hmm.
because if Ronda Rousey walked into my gym,
mm-hmm.
and Ronda Rousey's fucking fantastic, wonderful, everyone knows it, but if she walked into my gym, or Holly Holm walked into my gym, or Misha Tate, or Barb Honchak, or whoever it is, if they walked in my gym and they had said, hey, I want to do some work, I fought before, and mm-hmm. I had no idea who they were. Maybe I've never heard the name before. Who's Barb Honchak? I don't know. Okay, let's work. They would be walking into my territory, my house,
mm-hmm.
and I would, you know, go as hard as I could on them,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully, you know, do great. But say I go, oh God, that's Barb Honchak. Oh my God, she's a 115 or 125 Invicta champion. Holy crap! And I play protective and I play safe and I do what I have to do just to get by. What am I really gaining from that?
Mm-hmm.
So I try to just. Some people will say names. I'm like, I don't know who that is, and I'm proud not to know them.
Yeah.
I don't do a whole lot of, I don't even get on social media really and look at people too much.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I have to do and talk to my sponsors, but I try to keep that. That's their world, and I just need to focus on me and what I do good.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed that you're going to be traveling to train with Andrea Lee, Jinyu Frey, Sharon Jacobson here in the upcoming weeks as you prepare for your fight as well. What are you, each of you, bringing, I guess, to that camp as you guys prepare?
I mean, I know that, you know, Sharon is obviously a collegiate high-level wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
I've trained with Andrea Lee a few times, so
mm-hmm.
We just need to get together and, you know, just do what we need to do right before our fights and work on what we need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously it's really good to get anyone, you know, I love working with Andrea Lee already, so it's nice to add two more people. I just found out a couple of days ago they were coming, so it's cool to get two more people that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've heard of and seen, and it'll be, you know, another good thing, which is like the mega camp, just to see, you know, I'm on the right track, and it'll probably give me, you know, hopefully some confidence going into my fight, and same for them, you know, everyone needs confidence before they go into a fight.
Absolutely. Now, you're going to be fighting Aspen Ladd. You're both 1-0. How do you feel about this matchup and how you guys, you know, your strengths and weaknesses pair up? And what are your predictions for the fight?
I think this is, like, the best matchup I could have asked for. I think I even asked for it. I was like, oh, me and Aspen Ladd, please, please, please. There's a lot of hype on her.
Mm-hmm.
She's only had, I think, one loss as an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
And she took her debut for Invicta. So I love fighters that have hype. And I like fighters that maybe even haven't even had a loss before, because they break down a little bit quicker, I feel. I mean, they have a lot more confidence,
mm-hmm.
definitely, because they've never been broken or they've never been beat. But I do feel like, you know, if you get on top of them and you're just raining down ground pound, they go, fuck, this has never happened before. You know, it changes quite a bit. I like the matchup with Aspen Ladd. I've watched videos even before I mean, I asked for the fight. I was like, this is a good matchup for me. It's a tough fight where I feel like I'll gain a lot from it. She's got a lot of experience just like I do,
mm-hmm.
but with amateurs as well. I think that I really like that she fights really composed and calm.
Mm-hmm.
Her calmness will make me calm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll fight better. Both of us will fight better that way. You know, we don't need like two like brawlers just going at it. I mean, I'm sure it'll happen, but it is really nice to like, I feel like we'll be able to see a really good technical striking battle between the two of us. I feel like she's pretty good at everything,
mm-hmm.
but she's not dangerous in any area.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't look at her striking and go, oh goodness, I have to take it to the ground. I wouldn't look at her ground and say, oh, don't go to the ground with her. I'm very confident in all of my areas
mm-hmm.
against her. And so I'm just happy that it doesn't feel like a dangerous fight for me. It feels like a really good fight. Like, I'll be on my game and I'll easily get the win.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it, anticipating the fight. Can't wait to watch you guys go at it. It's going down in just a couple of weeks. But before we let you go, I don't think I have any more questions for you really, but I guess what are you... you know, you're getting to travel to Invicta. You're going to be fighting on the same card as some of the ladies that you had come for your camp. What are you most anticipating about the Invicta card and your participation on it?
When I saw the fight card finalized, I was, like, blown away. I'm like, oh, my God, all these. I mean, there are some really good matchups. I've always been impressed with Julian Hermes making and the entire promotion of Invicta. But I was really excited. You know, I get to see Tanya, who I train with. And she's fighting for the title still, defending it. Obviously, Andrea Lee is a great, I love watching Andrea Lee. It'll be nice that I've been able to train with these girls and now support them. I'm really excited for Roxanne. Mm-hmm. We've been talking and hanging out. I made her a surprise. I'm going to bring it to her, and hopefully she loves it. I'm just really excited since it's my first time to fight for Invicta. I really am excited to see you. The way people are treated, you know, the entire week we're down there,
mm-hmm.
Just talking to everyone. I'm excited to meet everyone. I've heard really good things from the fighters that have fought for Invicta about the promotion and how Shannon and Julie run things. All good things. I'm just really excited to finally be a part of it and get my first win for them and keep going.
Awesome. Well, I think that wraps it up for us. So Emily wasn't able to be with me tonight because we had our trouble, but I appreciate you speaking with us tonight. Are there any shout-outs you'd like to give to sponsors?
Yes, definitely. I mean, since I got hurt, I was managed by Jay General before I got hurt, and he stayed with me the entire time and kept supporting me and, you know, building me up and making me feel really special. And now that it's fight time, I'm really happy that he's still here with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like definitely give a big shout out to him, and I want to give a shout out to Dragon Doe and Mal, and I also want to thank just all my coaches up at SFS, and obviously James Carey is my boyfriend, and he does everything with me. He even actually stopped eating all junk food, all fast food, which his diet isn't the best. So the fact that he stopped all that just for me to make me train and help me get my diet, you know, everything on set so I have no setbacks, it's really awesome. There's this local gym called Phoenix that's been helping me with my strength and conditioning. They sponsor me and help me get in shape, and I, you know, definitely want to thank them. And obviously all my training partners. Jen, Jen and I have to do a lot together. We're emotional together. We, you know, we're awesome training partners. I couldn't ask for a better training partner than Jen.
Awesome.
And the big one is Dave Klink. Dave Klink is just a guy that knows our gym, knows our people, and all he does is want to help people following their dreams. And he's donated a lot of money for the entire money for the camp. He donated so everyone can train. He helped Tanya Evinger get up there to train with us. He's helping me with this fight camp, helping me get some cash so I can train and order, you know, all my t-shirts for people. He's seriously a wonderful guy. There's nothing in it for him other than, like, he just wants to help people follow their dreams,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. I mean, he's a great guy. It's wonderful that he's working with me.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I think that wraps it up for us. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
And for those of you tuning in, that was Jen Pimonte and Amanda Cooper, both of them getting ready to fight September 5th and September 12th. Be sure to give them a like, give them a follow, find them on Facebook and social media. In the meantime, you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook at Gina Jellyb, G-I-N-A-J-E-L-L-Y-B. Give me a like, give me a follow, and stay up to date on WMMA information. Also, be sure to find my partner in crime, Emily Barty, at E-Barty. And with that, we'll say have a good day, and thanks for tuning in.